Leeds welcomes Bat Triathlon's elite racers for the third successive year. There are just over 100 triathletes here, representing nearly 30 different countries. No Alistair Brownlee on the start line. The two-time Olympic champion pulled out injured, having won here in 2016 and 2017. But brother Johnny is here, looking to triumph in his home city. The women's race is missing Flora Duffy, currently leading the world rankings. But Leeds' Jess Learmonth will be looking for home city support, whilst Vicky Holland is currently ranked 9th in the world and is returning to Leeds, where she used to live, with Non Stanford. In addition, today we have 3,500 amateurs taking part in a mass participation event on the same course.
It was a bit worrying at the start because the men got dropped down to 750, but us women had to do the full 1500, which is good because that's what we've worked towards. And the bike was tough, plenty of hills, but pushed on the run and made it till the end.
What's it like to cross the line knowing you've finished something like this?
Well, it's a great feeling, all the hard work you've done, and it's just, you feel great. You forget about all the pain and you've just got such a high. It's just brilliant.
Why did you start triathlon?
Just for the next challenge. I used to just run, and then I got into road cycling when my kids went full-time at school, and just fancied something different. Learned to swim and just went for it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's brilliant, the atmosphere, the people on the side of the streets, the jelly beans. I had a few too many of them, but it was great. Really good, really great atmosphere.
Tell us how much work, how much preparation you've put into being here on the start line today.
About a year's worth. I started swimming in June last year, and then I've been cycling to work, which has been hard work. And then, just doing a bit of running. Got a bit bored of running, so that's why I'm doing this. So, yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant.
And describe that moment when you came across the finish line, knowing you'd finished the Leeds leg of the World Triathlon Series, where Johnny Brownlee and others will be competing later.
No, it's just fantastic. When you come and you see the blue carpet, you feel famous for a second. So it's just brilliant. Worth every minute, and they'll be back next year, definitely.
Hundreds of people crossing the finish line in the centre of Leeds. Sam has the medal round his neck now. What does it feel to have completed it, to have that World Triathlon Leeds finisher medal?
Oh, brilliant. The atmosphere was great, and to do it in, the triathlon city was just fantastic. You know, the support I heard today was brilliant. Lots of jelly babies, water, the crowds were out. It's really, really good, yeah.
You describe Leeds as triathlon city. How much of an inspiration are the likes of Johnny and Alistair Brownlee?
Oh, massively. I've been looking up to them for years now. I've been doing triathlon for a while, and they are just, the idols. You just want to get to their level. They're just amazing.
What attracted you to the sport?
It was London 2012, I think, seeing it on the TV and seeing how well, Great Britain did as a team. It just drew me into Lincoln Triathlon Club, and then since that, I've been there for 6 years now, and I've just grown as an athlete, and the sport's grown as a whole sport as a whole, so yeah, it's really good.
It was hard. There was talk at the beginning of the swim leg being shortened, but it was the full distance, which I'm quite glad about. It was tough. Didn't realise there were quite so many hills in Leeds either, which was tough. But the support was fantastic. I'm doing it for Bone Cancer Research Trust. I lost my son 8 years ago to bone cancer, so every hard step is for him.
And how important is it when you know in the back of your head and in the front of mind as well that that is the reason you're here?
It means I can't give up. I can't walk and I can't slow down. I've got to keep going. My son would have given everything to be able to run, and he can't. So.
And what's it like for you to have crossed that finish line knowing that you've done it in your son's name, your son's memory?
It feels awesome. I've raised lots of money. The whole team have raised lots of money. It's fantastic. All for research.
It's proper sport at the start of the elite women's race in Roundhay Park in Leeds. Two laps of Waterloo Lake. This lake takes its name from the Napoleonic War soldiers who originally dug it out. We have 51 on the start line, all lined up now with their green swimming hats on and their black wetsuits on the Royal Blue pontoon. Ready to go, the American Katie Safiris is the highest ranked in the field. She has taken up a position over on the far side. Plenty of British hopes, two of which have come to this near side. Jess Learmonth, traditionally a very strong swimmer and a very strong cyclist in her home city. She will have plenty of support, and she's been chatting on the start line with Vicky Holland and Jodie Stimson of the Black Country, another one of the big home hopes. We've had moody looking skies earlier on today, but bright sunshine across Leeds now. This 1500 metre swim, a huge crowd on the hill overlooking the start. Two laps, they will go anti-clockwise. It's important for these elite triathletes to get a decent start here. These early stages will be brutal. The triathletes will be kicked, they will be scratched, and they will be slapped as they battle for some clear water. They are in now. Off they go then. Two laps anti-clockwise around Waterloo Lake. The 1500 metre swim and the Leeds leg of the World Triathlon Series is underway. Five in the lead group here at Roundhay Park as the swim unfolds. Jess Learmonth has led into the second circuit. Vicky Holland is in touch with this group as well, with three Americans separating the Brits. Katie Safiris, Taylor Spivey and Summer Cook. 500 metres or so to go until they exit the water and head for the bike. Into transition then on the elite women's race, and as expected, an exceptional swim from Leeds' own Jess Learmonth. She enters this blue carpeted area now. She is number 16, and Jess Learmonth is already losing the wetsuit. She dumps that wetsuit into the blue plastic box, and she kicks her feet out now as she gets on her lime green bike. The helmet goes on first. Huge applause for Jess Learmonth. We knew that she would be strong in that swim, and she's first away on the bike. She's trailed by the American Zafiris, the highest ranked triathlete in the field as well, but Jess Learmonth is off and in towards the city centre. A 40 kilometre bike ride, and Jess Learmonth leads it out ahead of Zafiris in seconds. You join us on Proper Sport in a very noisy centre of Leeds. We're in Millennium Square. The electric press behind us and this very noisy grandstand. Now looking forward to welcoming these cyclists into transition. The bike ride was all about three. Jess Learmonth, Taylor Spivey and Katie Safiris. They had a gap of 55 seconds at one stage. The New Zealander Rebecca Spence worked really hard. They whittled it down to 13 seconds on the final lap. And now those three that led it have been swallowed up by the group. And it's a British pair leading through transition from the cycle into the run. Sophie Caldwell and Georgia Taylor-Brown. Vicky Holland is well placed as well. But it's Caldwell 1, Taylor-Brown 2 and Alice Beto of Italy 3. The grandstands are on their feet here. British triathlon history is about to be made. And the woman that's going to make it is Vicky Holland, who turns into the home straight. She has her arms outstretched. She's able to enjoy the victory. She punches the air. She turns to those grandstands. She claps and she points. She is so, so happy as she walks across that line. She grabs the finish line. She looks to the skies. The first British woman ever to win this event, Vicky Holland, who 12 months ago was stood next to me commentating on this event for television. She has won the Leeds leg of the World Triathlon Series. Georgia Taylor-Brown of Great Britain, originally from Manchester, the 24-year-old who relocated to the High Performance Centre here in Leeds, comes second, and the American Katie Safiris crosses the line in third. But the day, the event and Leeds belongs to Vicky Holland.
Absolutely brutal, to be honest. It was one of those days where I think I won that in the ugliest possible way. I had a fantastic start. I was, you know, two spaces away from Jess, and I was on the Jess train in the water, but on the second lap of the swim, just as we got back in, I realised that I was finding it really quite hard, and I battled and battled to try and stay on that little group that was away. And halfway around the second lap on the swim, I just couldn't stay there anymore, which sort of put me completely in no man's land as I started the bike and couldn't even get my feet in my shoes. I'd gone so far sort of into lactic debt at that point that I was really, really struggling. And the first part of the bike was an absolute mission just to hold on to Jodie and Sophie's wheels as they came past me, and then the main pack caught with Georgia in it. They were so strong all day, those British girls. I mean, Jodie's so unfortunately punctured, but Georgia, Sophie and Jodie, they were all just so strong on the bike, and they made my life really hard all day long. It took me a whole lap on the run to actually feel like I could even move my legs and that I found any kind of rhythm at all. And I think a lot of people felt the same today. I don't think that was a fast day. I don't think there were any groundbreaking splits, but it was a war of attrition. And somehow I'm standing here with, well, not with anymore, but with a gold medal. You know, I don't know how, and I'm over the moon about it.
We know, of course, you loved living and training and competing in Leeds. At what point today did you start to enjoy it?
I kept sort of thinking when I managed to break away from Giorgio early on the third lap, I thought maybe this could be it now, you know, I could have this. But every time I started to think that, I'd stop myself thinking that, because everybody knows that a 10K doesn't even really begin until you're about 6K in, and it's such a hard day out. I didn't want to bank on the fact that my legs would hold good. So I just kept reminding myself to think about my processes instead, keep my stride length long, keep relaxed, try and keep my shoulders down. And it was only really that very final bit of the run, just coming back up the final hill, that I went, okay, you've actually got this now. You're going to win this.
Tremendous noise from the grandstand. God save the Queen, top of the podium. Describe how that feels for you, Vicky.
Well, I haven't won a World Series in nearly 3 years. So to be back winning one, firstly, is unbelievable. But to do it actually in the UK, in Leeds, a place that I've lived in, that I know so well. I've got so many friends. I've got my best friends here. My family are here. Just unbelievable. Like, it couldn't have happened in a better place for me.
Giorgio, well, congratulations for you. Sum that up. That is by far and away, isn't it, your best performance at this level?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I raced Bermuda at the beginning of this year, and that didn't really go to plan. I felt better than I did coming into this race. I definitely felt better for Bermuda, but then obviously with the false start, I got a little bit carried away, and I didn't let it ruin my race. I just thought, it's happened now. All I can do is just get in a good position and work hard, and as long as I've worked hard in the race, I'm happy no matter where I finish. Definitely coming here, I wasn't expecting a great deal. I just thought, go have fun, we're in Leeds, enjoy the crowds, enjoy having my family here, because they don't get to watch me very often. I really did enjoy it, and I just wanted to keep smiling the whole time, even though I was in so much pain.
Does this feel like a home city now for you, and a home event, having relocated here?
Yeah, definitely, because, well, I'm originally from Manchester, but I've been in Leeds nearly 6 years now, so yeah, it's sort of home. My parents hate me saying that, but it is home to me, and I'd feel like I know Leeds better than Manchester. I've made so many friends here, and it's amazing to see them all come out and support me today and make the time to do that.
Talk us through the race then, from your point of view. At what point did you think, this is going really, really well for me?
On the bike, to be fair, when we made a big group, I thought, well, this is good, but I knew there was so many of us, and I thought, I really don't want this many people. So when we did get into town, I did try and put the pressure on a bit going up the hill after the dead turn on the far end of the course, just because I did want to narrow the group down a bit, and I think we did that. So I was really happy that we managed to get the group a little bit smaller. And then even on the run, when we set off and I was in second behind Soph, I was like, what have I done? Why am I in second? This is not going to end well. And I felt like I was shuffling. I was like, oh no, it's going to go backwards from here. But yeah, I managed to hang on somehow. I don't think anyone ran very quick today. It felt like such a shuffle. But I think it was just survival out there. And it is quite warm, to be fair. I don't actually know how warm it is, but it feels bloody hot.
They're saying it's 23, so just finally on the podium, a Great Britain 1-2, God Save the Queen, the national anthem,
yeah,
and a medal around your neck as well. Describe it, sum it all up.
Well, me and Vicky had a little sing-along on the podium, and I was swaying, but yeah, it did feel amazing. And when I knew that I had got the second, and I just came into that finish line, and Vicky was waiting for me with her arms up, and yeah, it just gave me goosebumps over my body, and it's an amazing feeling, and I definitely want it again.
Jess, wasn't to be your day here in Leeds, as far as getting on the podium is concerned, but talk us through another fantastic event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I've just said, it's very mixed emotions, you know. I'm a bit disappointed with my race, but you can't be negative on a day like this in Leeds, surrounded by such massive support. It's hard to be disappointed, so it was just unbelievable.
What does it mean to you? You're from the city, you see these fantastic crowds, they're lining the route, the grandstands are all on their feet. What does it mean as a triathlete?
I can't put it into words, to be honest. I'm just unbelievably proud. Like, I just can't believe that people, you know, come out to support us in such vast numbers, and the race is so well organised. It's a really exciting route. I'm sure Alan John had a bit to do with the designing of it, but it's just one of those races that's just a bit different, and I really hope that we have it here again.
What does it say about British triathlon at the moment? You've got Vicky, you've got George, Georgia, Sophie, yourself, there is such strength in depth, isn't it? And it's pretty much all based out of that high performance centre in this city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're breeding them out. There's loads of it. I mean, there's even more coming through. There's Lucy Hall. She's been a bit ill, so she's coming back. Obviously, Non's from there as well, and she's coming into form. So I we're going to struggle because we only are allowed, I think it's 5 athletes in a start for the World Series. So, gosh, it's going to be hard to get a start at this rate.
Last time we were chatting, of course, we were on the Gold Coast. You had a couple of silver medals. Yeah. How do you assess the season then so far for you, and what's next?
So next I've got Hamburg, so I'm just going to concentrate on some of the World Series. Since Gold Coast, it's been a bit difficult. I had an injury going into Gold Coast, so I had to have a bit of time off afterwards. But it's been going pretty well, so hopefully I can just, you know, progress through the season a bit. I've got Europeans coming up in Glasgow, so that should be really, really fun. So yeah, I'm just going to take each race as it comes.
Vicky Holland and Georgia Taylor-Brown securing a British 1-2 in the women's race. And attention now on the men, who began their race in Roundhay Park as the women finished in the city centre. World number one Maria Mola of Spain heads the field, with Jonathan Brownlee and Commonwealth Games medalist Mark Austin leading the host nation hopes. Slovakia's Richard Varga, who used to train in Leeds, led through transition from swim to cycle, with Pierre Lecora of France and Henry Schoeman of South Africa also well positioned. As the cyclists hit the 26 kilometres of circuits in the city centre, there was a group of 14 leading the race, with Brownlee well positioned and Germany's Jonas Schoenberg leading through Millennium Square for the first time. We've had a really interesting bike race here in the World Triathlon Series in Leeds. We had a lead pack who then were swallowed up by the chasing group they came from, around about 30 seconds behind. But as I look down now from my vantage position by the Cuthbert Broderick pub, it's Lecora of France who is leading Henry Schoeman, the Gold Coast 2018 Commonwealth Games gold medalist, through. So those two have broken away, and now come the pack further behind, and we spot in amongst them Mark Austin, also Johnny Brownlee, and also for Britain Tom Bishop is there as well. This is absolutely anyone's race as the cycling becomes running. We're into transition as the racers face the Leeds City Museum. The Union flags are fluttering, but it's not great news for the home hopes. Johnny Brownlee is very much at the back of this group as we see these triathletes now. They put their bikes into the bike stand and they get their trainers on. And it's the South African Murray who leads the run out. It's Murray who leads from Bagheera of France in second, and Blumenthal, the Norwegian powerhouse, in third. We look for the British racers. We can see Tom Bishop in this group, Mark Austin at the back. But it's a sad sight to say that Johnny Brownlee is not in that group, and it will not be his afternoon in Leeds. Well, as Jonathan Brownlee dropped back through the field, we suspected there was an issue. And as he's come through transition with around about one lap to go, Jonathan Brownlee is out. He's pulled out of the World Triathlon Series in Leeds. This, the course that he helped design. He's clutching his side. He's been led away by the team doctor. Remember, there's been a number of withdrawals in this event. A number of the triathletes who took part in the relays in Nottingham in the Trent earlier on in the week have not made the start line, and you have to wonder whether there's been a similar issue for Jonathan Brownlee. Led away, he looks devastated by the team doctor, clutching his side. It will not be Jonathan Brownlee's afternoon in his home city. Once again, the city of Leeds has staged a magnificent event, the World Triathlon Series here. The grandstand crowds had come out to salute and to cheer Johnny Brownlee. It's not going to be his afternoon, because the man who turns into the home straight is the South African Richard Murray. He allows himself a moment just to take the scene in and enjoy it. We spot him on the blue carpet now. He has his palms out. He turns towards the crowd, a little look behind him, but there's no one there. And he is able to afford the opportunity to walk across the line. He jumps up in joy. Mario Mola of Spain will come second, the 28-year-old from Palma de Mallorca. But it's Richard Murray of South Africa, the man who finished fourth in Rio, sixth on the Gold Coast in the Commonwealth Games, the man who's so consistent, he's been ranked in the top 5 globally for the past 5 years, and Richard Murray wins it in Leeds. Vincent Lewis of France collapses as he crosses the line in third, but it's Murray's triathlon, Moller in second, and Lewis wins the bronze. And with Richard Murray, who's just won the Leeds leg of the World Triathlon Series, has that gold medal around his neck. How does it feel?
Well, I can't really explain it, to tell the truth. I've had a pretty rough ride the last 3 months. And, it's my first Olympic distance win. And while I was on the run today, I thought, is this going to be the day? You know, I'm feeling really good. I had a really tough start on the swim and managed to get back up to the front group only with 2 laps to go on the bike. And on the run I felt great. You know, I felt really smooth and in control, and it's been a long time since I felt like that.
World number one, a two-time world champion breathing down your neck on that run as well. At what point did you think, this is mine, this is my afternoon?
I think only about 300, 400 metres to go, to tell the honest truth. He was coming on like a steam train, so I couldn't back off at any moment, really. And, I've known Mario for many, many years. I raced him when I was 18 for the first time, so 10 years ago. And he's an amazing athlete, so you can't leave anything, to spare. But to walk across the finishing line definitely was an amazing experience and feeling.
I was going to ask you, what is it like to be able to have that moment, to be able to walk across, have a little look to the sky, hear the grandstand chanting your name, and then you're anthem as well?
Well, it's taken me about 10 years of racing triathlon, so it's been a very, very long time. And I've won 2 sprint distance triathlons, and this is my first Olympics, a full distance triathlon. And I did the team relay as well in Nottingham, where Vincent Louis and Mario didn't. So it's definitely been a tough week of racing and of traveling, but I've enjoyed it thoroughly. And the weather could not have been better here. You know, it was super warm, a little bit humid, and yeah, I really enjoyed the course. It was great fun.
Yeah, just finally, how does Leeds compare to everywhere you've been in that decade of competing?
It's actually, it's a great place. You know, it's wonderful to be able to run down the channels. And I actually trained here in 2010 with Alistair and Jonathan. I stayed at the Metropolitan University, and so the last time I was here was about 8 years ago. So it's been a long time, but it's a wonderful organized city and a very sports crazy. And I love that. It's amazing to see that, and to get the public and so many people out here to support. I think it's the second biggest supporting one to Hamburg World Series, so it's massive and amazing.
Wins for Richard Murray of South Africa and Vicky Holland of Great Britain in the centre of Leeds. Holland won in a time of 1 hour, 56 minutes and 32 seconds, with fellow Brit Georgia Taylor-Brown 17 seconds back. In the men's event, Johnny Brownlee pulled out with a stomach complaint during the run, allowing a memorable victory for Murray in a time of 1 hour, 45 minutes and 53 seconds. It's the third successive year the city has hosted the event, and Leeds will find out later in the summer if it's on the calendar for 2019. It would be hard to make any kind of argument to leave it out. An estimated 100,000 crowd and universal support from competitors and supporters alike.